Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
I'm excited about part two of The Battle Is All Over Our Mind. And before we get into it, we're going to make our confession of faith together. I believe in the power of our words. I believe our words matter. So hold up your Bible there where you're at and say it with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to church on the rock, my faith and my life gets stronger and stronger. If you can, give the Lord a shout right there where you're at. Would you do that with me? Praise the Lord. Well, I want you to open your Bible with me today to the New Testament, 3 John and verse 2. We're talking about the battle is over our mind. The battle is over our mind. Seriously, right before I came on the platform, someone said, you know, I'm losing my mind over all the craziness that's going on in the world. They said, I'm losing my mind over all the craziness that's going on in the world right now. Well, you know what? I believe that last weekend was part one. This weekend was part two. And aren't you excited about our schedule now on the weekend? Saturday night, 5 o'clock service. Sunday morning at 9 and 11. Espanol at 2 o'clock, and then Sunday night, 7 o'clock service at Church on the Rock. Look at all the options. Wow, I'm excited about it. I hope you are as well. But I think the topic is very relevant. I want to talk to you about how to have mental and emotional health. Mental and emotional health. The battle is over our mind. You know, not just what we're going through, but you and I, we're proactive, right? And we have to think about the aftermath of this epidemic, this pandemic. We've got to think about the aftermath. We've got to think about ministering to our loved ones and our friends and our peers and our coworkers that are going through, you know, being emotionally unstable. Emotionally, they come out of what we're going through bruised and broken. Broken hearts, broken spirits, emotionally disturbed, upset, mentally, you know, unhealthy, not sound. So I want to address all of that right now. I want to equip you for today, but then I want to prepare us to help other people on the other side of this, that what you and I are going through, on the aftermath. I want us to be able to help people that are having problems emotionally and mentally. All right. So we looked last week, and if you weren't with us, you can go to our website. You can get it free. It's there free on our website for you. But I want to pick it up today, and let's look at 3 John verse 2. 3 John verse 2, it says, beloved friend. Now, beloved in the Bible, when you see that, it's always a reference to Christians, brothers and sisters. Beloved friend, I pray. So this is a prayer. I pray that you are prospering. This is the will of God. I pray that you are prospering in every way. God wants us to prosper in every way. Someone said the whole gospel for the whole man or the whole woman. Beloved brother and sister, I pray that you are prospering in every way and that you continually, I like this, continually, no matter what epidemic, no matter what pandemic, no matter recession, inflation, depression, good times, bad times, it rains on the just and the unjust. He said in every way, he wants you to continually enjoy good health. So notice, prosper in every area of your life. That would be spirit, soul, and body. That would be financially, emotionally, socially, your parenting, your career, in every area. He said that you would prosper in every area of your life and that you would enjoy continually good health. But notice it's connected to, it's in agreement with, it's associated with your soul prospering. Say it with me if you can right there where you're at, a prosperous soul. Say this with me, I have, come on, say it with me, I have a prosperous soul. Now what is that? Notice that prospering in every area of my life, relationally, marriage, parenting, sibling, workers, co-workers, students, in every area of my life, and then enjoying good health is connected to me having a sound soul, a prosperous soul. Pastor, what's our soul? I thought that was our spirit. No, your soul is not your spirit. Your soul is not your spirit. Your soul is your mind and your emotions. So notice that everything in my life, as my mind goes, so goes my life. As my thoughts go, so goes my life. As my thoughts go, so goes my life. As my mind go, so goes my life. So you and I do not want to lose our mind in this craziness that's going on in the world right now. You and I want to fill our mind with the Word of God right now. Somebody said that a filled mind with the Word of God creates a fulfilled life. A filled mind, we don't want to empty our mind with social media and the media. We want to fill our mind with the Word of God, what you and I are doing right now. Because a filled mind, I like this phrase, creates a fulfilled life. That's the principle. If I'm going to prosper, if you're going to prosper in every area of our life, and we're going to enjoy good health, it's going to be in agreement to our soul, the state of our mind, mental health, emotional health, stability. So how do you get that, Pastor? How do you do it? With suicides more now than ever before in America, more people are depressed, more people are taking drugs for an antidepressants than ever before, more people are getting hooked on drugs, staying home, they're getting hooked on alcohol, creating wrong habits that's causing them to be emotionally and mentally unhealthy and unstable. So we're going to help people this weekend. In every service, we're going to help people with the Word of God. So let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 1. I'm going to go over here to the screen, 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. God did not give us a spirit of fear. Notice that fear is a spirit. And there's a principle here. We're all meditating on something. If I'm meditating on the wrong things, it creates fear in my life. If I'm meditating on the right things, it creates faith in my life. The determining factor is what I'm meditating on, what I'm thinking on. The battle is over our mind. And notice that God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but I like the Passion Translation. It says He gave us the Holy Spirit. Aren't you thankful for the Holy Spirit? Welcome, Holy Spirit. Wow, we invite you right now. Do what you want to do in this service. Say what you want to say. Speak to us, Holy Spirit. Reveal to us, Holy Spirit, right? So He said He's given us the Holy Spirit, who's given us power, three things. Power, love, and a sound mind. Notice that's part of our inheritance as Christians. That's what's available to us is a sound mind. Mental health and emotional stability. The definition of sound right here, we have it. Sound in the Greek language means a disciplined thought life. You know, say it with me. My thought life, come on, say it now. My thought life is my thought life. What do you mean by that, Pastor? My mind is my mind. I'm new to this, Pastor. I just joined Church on the Rock community this week. I heard about y'all. I just joined it, so I don't quite understand what you're saying. Well, I'm saying we're responsible. That's what I'm saying. And when we become responsible, and we become responsible for the thoughts we're thinking, our life begins to change. Our life begins to take on transformation through meditation. Pastor, I'm going through Celebrate Recovery, small group, Church on the Rock, on Thursday nights. And I'm seeing my life transform before my very eyes. People said I couldn't change, Pastor, but I'm changing. And right on, amen, ditto, Pastor. It's because I'm changing the way I think. Isn't that where it starts? That's where it all starts. And so he says, sound there, it says it means a disciplined thought life and then the ability to make right decisions. Oh my goodness. The ability to make right decisions. You and I, our life today is a result of every decision we've made. Our life today is a result of every decision we've ever made. And the decisions we're making now is determining the direction our life is taking. Decisions are huge. I don't want to make a good decision. I want a God decision. I know you do too. So a sound mind, God said he gave it to us through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will help us discipline our thought life. The Holy Spirit will help us discipline our thought life. And out of our thought life comes our decision making. And you'll be able to make, I'll be able to make right decisions, have self-control and self-discipline. That's huge. That's huge. So we looked at all of that last weekend. And then I took you, I saw it on the internet. Dr. Henry Cloud has lots of great books, lots of great material. He's a licensed psychologist. And he said to make it through this pandemic, to make it through this epidemic, to make it through this coronavirus, he said you had to do these four things. I gave them to you, and I want to give them to you again. For those of you that weren't with me last weekend, or those of you that were and you forgot it, I want to remind you because it's life-changing. We've taught on it for the last 8 weeks, but here's a licensed psychologist telling us that we need to do these four things. The guys will have them on the screen. Number one, we need to work on staying connected. And that's what we're doing right now, right? And in our small groups, and that's what we're doing. We're staying connected through our online campus and our online ministry right now. It's so important. You know it. I know it. I've taught on it for the last 8 weeks. That in a crisis, connection is vital. It's critical in a crisis. And so the Dr. Henry Cloud said, you've got to stay connected. You can't be a lone ranger. You can't go through this alone. And we promise you that you don't have to go through this alone. We're doing everything we can do. Now, if we're doing too much, you let us know, because we don't want to over-indict you. We don't want to overwhelm you, but we want to know we're here for you. Number two, he said to make it through this season, you've got to work on your daily routine. Our daily routine brings resilience, bounce back ability. How soon we respond and how we respond is critical. And it's tied. Predictability produces stability. We looked at that last week. Number three, Dr. Cloud said to make it through with emotional and mental health being stable, we're going to have to work on a spiritual growth plan. Question, are you growing spiritually in the season we're in? I believe you are. Are we getting closer to God? Is our character becoming more Christ-like? Questions to get us to think. And then number four, Dr. Cloud said, fill your mind with the right thoughts. Fill your mind with the right thoughts. You know, somebody said we can't keep a bird from flying over our head, but we can keep them from building a nest in our hair. So negative thoughts and oppressive thoughts and worried thoughts come to all of us, but our mind is our mind, and our thoughts are our thoughts. We can choose to cast them down, resist them, rebuke them, reject them. Any thought that contradicts God's word, we take authority over it and cast it down. That's what he's saying. Fill your mind with the right thoughts. You know, the key that I want to talk about this weekend, I want to talk to you about this incredible key. It's the answer. It's the solution. for emotional and mental health in the season that we're in. And you know what it is? God gave it to us. It's supernatural. It's the strategy. It's the answer. It's the solution to stress, to worry, to anxiety, to negative thoughts, to fearful thoughts, to lack thoughts. Here's the key to our victory. And here it is, meditation. Oh, Pastor, I thought that was New Age. No, New Age stole it. Meditation, Pastor, isn't that where you're supposed to, No, that's not what I'm talking about. Pastor, isn't meditation, isn't that where you're supposed to empty your mind and just be in the space realm? No, you do not want to empty your mind. The meditation I'm talking about, biblical meditation, the key to emotional and mental health, to a prosperous soul, is filling your mind. Not with the news, not with social media. No. Filling your mind, not emptying your mind, but filling your mind with the Word of God. Meditation, fill your mind with God's Word. So I want to pick up on this today, and I want you to go with me to Joshua chapter 1 and verses 6, 7, and 8. Now, many of you know my story. I'm 67 years young, and I got born again when I was 11 years old. And Kim and I have been married for 47 years. We've been in the ministry for over 40 years. And there are scriptures that I've kind of hang on to all during my life. When I found myself going through tough times, there's some, somebody calls them life scriptures, life passages. And for me, David Blunt, this is one of my life passages. And in fact, when we came here to plant this church 37 years ago, how fast time goes. This was the scripture, this was the passage that God gave me and Pastor Kim. In fact, in the early years of our church, there was a sculpture in our church, an artist, and he made a sculpture head of Joshua. It was huge. I put it in my office. I kept it there all the time to remind me that this is a passage that I've hung on to when things get tough for me. I always go to this passage. I always remind myself of this. I want to share it with you today. And so it's Joshua 1, verse 6 through 8. Now, Joshua, new leader, new territory, new season, new beginning. Moses, the old leader, passed away. The old generation that came out of Egypt passed away. New people, new territory, new leadership, new season. And what is the strategy that God gives him? He says, be strong, be strong. And that's what I want you to be. The longer in adversity, the stronger I've got to become. The longer an adversity, the stronger I've got to become. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people will you divide for an inheritance the land which I promised to give them. Verse 7, only tells him twice, be strong. Must be important to get strong and stay strong. Be strong and very courageous that you observe to do all of the law. Don't turn to the right or the left, that you'll prosper wherever you go. Next verse, verse 8. This book of the law, what's that, Pastor? The Bible. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. What does that mean? That means don't let it depart out of your mouth. What does that mean? That means don't let it ever leave your mouth. Let the word be in your mouth all the time. Mutter it, speak it, say it, the word of God. So this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall, here it is, the key, the solution, the answer to mental and emotional health is biblical meditation. Biblical meditation. Now, not some New Age or not some Eastern religion meditation where they tell you, empty your mind. Your pastor who loves you is telling you this weekend, fill your mind with the Word of God. Question, are you taking time every day? Are you scheduling time every day to fill your mind with the Word of God? That, my brother and sister, will give you mental and emotional stability, strength, and courage. He said, you'll meditate there in day and night. That's a routine. That's a ritual, that's a routine, day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you will make your way, what? Even in a pandemic, even in an epidemic, even in the coronavirus or whatever virus, even in recession, inflation, depression. He said that you will make your way prosperous and then you will have good success. How cool is that? That's the key. The answer for stability and strength is meditation on God's word. Pastor, you know, I get it. I understand it, that I need to take time every day to fill my mind, not with the news, but with the good news. I need to fill my mind every day with the promises of God, with the word of God. And then what happens? Transformation. I make my way prosperous. I make my way prosperous. I have good success. You can actually make it happen. Don't wait for things to happen. Don't watch it happen for other people. Make it happen in your own life through biblical meditation, which is filling your mind and your mouth every day throughout the day with the Word of God, the Bible. Put it on your screensaver, on your computer, on your smartphone. Put it in a 3x5 card in your bathroom, on your refrigerator door, on the mirror, wherever. But he says, if you do, you will be strong mentally and you will be healthy emotionally and you will have transformation going in the right direction. All transformation happens through meditation. Well, I'm on this drug. It's supposed to help me. Well, I don't know what it is, but I for sure promise you, I can help you with this drug, with the gospel, with this medication. Because through meditating on the Word of God, it'll bring transformation. It'll bring the change you want from weakness to strength, from being cowardice to confidence and courage and courageous, from being down to being up. It will bring transformation in your life from being negative to being positive. Okay, I get it. Let me give you three things that we should meditate upon. Again, this verse has been a life verse for me. I look at this verse seriously at least every week. I look at this verse and meditate on this verse. So what should we meditate on? Pastor, give me some homework. Okay, three things. Number one, we should meditate on, number one, God's Word. That's a no-brainer. God's Word. Just take a scripture, Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Just meditate on a verse. Now, thanks be unto God who causes me, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, to triumph in every situation. Go out through the day just muttering that, speaking that to yourself, talking to yourself. The Bible says speaking to yourselves, hymns, spiritual songs, scriptures, making melody in your heart and being filled with the Spirit. I can't be filled with the Spirit. I cannot live a Spirit-filled life without meditating on the Word of God. That's huge. Pastor, I want to be Spirit-filled. Can't be without being full of the Word. Pastor, I want to be Spirit-led. I want a Spirit-filled life. Can't happen without the Word of God, because the Word of God is Spirit. So we meditate on three things. Homework, God's Word. Number two, I sure do love you, is God's ways. God's ways. All three start with the letter W, so we can remember. Not only do we meditate in God's Word, then throughout the day we meditate on God's ways. Oh, yeah. The Bible says, oh, I love this, in Isaiah, it says that He sends out His Word and it will not return void. But it also says that His ways are higher than our ways. Have you ever tried to figure God out and how God's going to do it? I think you have. I know I have. I've tried to figure out, okay, now God, if I do this, I do that, I do this, then God, You'll do that. Or God, You'll do that through somebody else. And you know what? I've always found out that God's ways are always higher. That means better. Better, better, better than my ways. God's ways are always better than my ways. So what you and I need to do is not only meditate, fill our mind, be healthy mentally and emotionally and sound by meditating on God's word, and number two, on God's ways. God's got a way that you and I haven't even thought of. I think of that scripture that God will make a way. He's a way maker. Remember that song? He's a way maker. God will make a way when there seems to be no way. Number three, what are we to meditate on? God's works. God's works. What's that? God's miracle working power. Well, I remember miracles throughout my life. I remember God's works. I remember I'm 16 years old. And I'm 16 years old, and I just got my driver's license, and I've got a bad to the bone car. Here's a car story. Yeah, pray for me. I had a 1966 Ford Fairlane GT, 289 Cobra Jet, hypo, black, red interior, bucket seats. I'm 16. I'm 16 years old, and I had a fight with my girlfriend, and that was not Pastor Kim, okay? This was before Pastor Kim, BK, before Kim. And I remember I had a fight with my girlfriend, and I got mad. I got all upset. You know, I got in my car. I remember it was an afternoon. I was on my way to go to work at the grocery store, and I was outside town on the gravel road, and I went out there, and I just pegged it. I went all the way, had 120 on the speedometer, went all the way to 120, and that's the last thing I remember because I hit some bumps in the road, in that gravel road, and the car went off to the side and flipped. Not rolled, it flipped. I'm 16 years old. God's works. I'm 16 years old. And I can remember, it was a hot June afternoon. I can remember, seriously, some people say, you know, well, I'll cry out to God when I'm about to die. I don't know. I wouldn't wait for that. Because you know what? When that car was flipping, it flipped twice. When it was flipping, because it hit these chuck holes in the gravel road, and was flipping, I looked up and I saw the hot sun. I didn't cry out to God. I didn't say, God, save me. I didn't say, God, all these big, no, here's what I said. It's over. Seriously, I thought, it's over. And I closed my eyes. I thought that was it. And the next thing I know, it was upside down on the side of the road, this gravel road, and the car was upside down, and I heard something going, I thought it was gas. So I kicked the door open, and there was an old farmer out there in the cornfield, got off his tractor, come running over, pulled me out of the car. The car ended up being totaled. God's works. You know what? I really believe I had a praying mom and dad. And that prayers of my parents protected me and the miracle working power of God. And in the small town I lived in, whenever there was a wreck, the local wrecking guys, it was two guys with a wrecker, they'd pull it to the center of town, put it in that gas station so everybody could drive by and see it. I'll never forget, the car was totaled. And they had it sitting on the corner of the Conoco gas station. And people would drive by and they'd say, was that the car Davey was in? Was that the car? How in the world did he ever come out of it? God's works. How many times has God saved you and God delivered you? How many times has God intervened for you and me? The miracle working power of God. I'm thinking of my daughter-in-law. A few years ago, she was in the hospital and it didn't look good. It didn't look good. And God worked a miracle. I'm thinking of my youngest son when he wasn't supposed to. Think about it now. What do we meditate on? Will it help us? Oh, yes, sirree, bob, bub. It'll help us. It'll help us get emotionally and mentally strong. And the key to it is meditation. Not emptying our mind, but filling our mind with the Word of God, with God's ways, and God's works. I want to give you one more scripture, and I'm going to go over to the board for this. Psalm 112, as the team comes out. Psalm 112, verse 1. I love it. It's a verse that talks about meditating on God's word, and it gives us three benefits. I want to give them to you. Praise the Lord. That's what you and I are doing right now. Hallelujah. Honolulu. Jalapeno. Hawaii. Hallelujah. Blessed. There's the first one. Happy. There's the second one. Favored. There's the third one. Is the man or the woman who's got religion? No. is the man or the woman who reveres and fears and worships the Lord. Watch this now. And they delight. Look at the yellow words. They delight greatly in the Word of God. What is delighting greatly in the Word of God? Meditating. Biblical meditation. Filling our mind with the Word of God. Watching our very lives, our marriages, our children, our parenting, our health, our career, our finances be transformed before our very eyes. It all comes by greatly delighting in the Word of God. Three blessings. What were they? Three benefits. Blessed, happy, and highly favored. That's what I want for you. I want you blessed in this season. I want you happy in an unhappy world. And I want you highly favored. How in this crazy world can I keep from losing my mind by biblical meditation on God's Word, God's ways, and God's works? Can I pray for you today? Right there where you're at, in front of that computer, in front of that smartphone, and gathered with your family, gathered with your friends, or you're all by yourself. You say, Pastor, I'm not right with God. I want to get right with God. Pastor, I've been going through a time of heartache, brokenness, depression, oppression, panic, worry, fear, uncertainty, anxiety, emotionally unstable. Maybe you're one of the ones I talked about who you've created this habit of prescription drugs, antidepressants, something, alcohol, and you haven't drunk any alcohol for a long time, but through this you just couldn't take it and you got addicted, or you went back to it, or drugs, or pornography, some kind of addiction to fill that void, that emptiness. I want to lead you to a God who's for you today, God who loves you, a God who would never disappoint you. And so you say, Pastor, that's me. I want God. I want God. Or, Pastor, I know I'm not right with God. I'm a Christian, but I'm not right with God. I want to rededicate, recommit. I want to be strong for my family. I want to be strong for my friends. I want to be a leader. I want to lead people through this epidemic strong. Lead strong. Pray for me. Wherever you're at, would you pray this prayer with me? And this is so important because faith is an act. Do you remember I told you at the offering time that God's eyes are going to and fro looking for people whose hearts are faithful towards them? Right now, He sees your heart. And just by you saying yes, and you punching the button on your smartphone, your computer, it lets us know and God know and all of heaven and angels in heaven rejoice over what you're about to do. It's always important to take a step. Faith is an act. It's action. So pray this with me. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me. He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.